This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He's the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, culture, and more for the entire listening area. And congratulations, Michael. We have our first Friday in May without snow.
Wow, that's pretty bad. I don't even have to mention that.
Usually it's the first Friday in May. This year, it's the second.
Oof.
If that's hard to understand, you're going to have to help me understand the latest machinations in this story about Arkansas Best Freight and possibly being there's a buyout attempt by someone that ABF is suing.
Yes, this is this is a small group of players all interacting at interesting levels. YRC, Yellow Roadway Corp, they're based up in Overland Park, Kansas. They're probably about double the size of Arkansas Best Freight, which is owned by Arkansas Best Corp here in Fort Smith. And ABF and YRC have been entangled in a lawsuit. You know, ABF sued them to the tune of $750 million. In fact, that's ongoing now at the Federal Court of Appeals in St. Louis. Essentially, ABF said that YRC and the Teamsters collaborated to give the YRC some better wage rates, and so. Complicating matters further, ABF and the Teamsters have been negotiating on a contract and just recently said they've agreed to a 5-year contract, and now it goes before the Teamsters for a vote. And then we come with this news that YRC has their CEO came to Fort Smith to visit with the Arkansas Best CEO, Judy McReynolds, to make an offer to buy the company, to buy ABF. And according to DC Velocity, which is a trade magazine that covers the trucking sector, he made an $18 a share bid, which I think they probably thought was a little low. Their ABF's trading below that, so it wasn't that much of a premium. But ABF generates about 78% of Arkansas Best revenue. I mean, it's the core of the company.
Right.
And I think just from folks in the Fort Smith area, this is another one of those "oh no" kind of things, or probably something a more colorful word than "no." But I doubt if YRC were to buy ABF, I doubt that they would keep the corporate headquarter complex. And we're talking, 500, 600, 700 good jobs. These are the kind of jobs any community wants. These corporate headquarter type jobs. And I was reminded, every once in a while we'll hear a report from a NASA scientist who says, a potential Earth-destroying asteroid came within, a million miles of the planet yesterday. You think, whew, that was close. Well, it's the same thing with this. When I first heard that, I thought, wow, that was close. That could have been a bad deal. However, it's not over.
I was going to ask.
The message boards and some of the more, and the other story from this trade magazine suggests that YRC is not finished. So, and as we all know, with any negotiations, there are several rounds of negotiations, and this was the first round. And if we'll remember, when Baldor was bought out back in 2010, 2011, we learned later that there were several rounds made, that, 3-4 offers, and finally the pot got so sweet that the Baldor execs couldn't say no. So, this bears watching. The last thing that the Fort Smith economy needs is for this to happen.
In the first part of 2013, tax numbers have been coming out, and fairly much for the state of Arkansas positive, but Arkansas tobacco tax revenue is down. Now, does this mean people are smoking less in Arkansas?
Well, it means a lot of things, and this was the weirdest story. Ryan Saylor worked on this story for us, and when we got working on it, we thought it would just be simple. We'd call Arkansas Department of Health or whoever, and they'd have some good answers. Well, it turns out we had to call 4 different state agencies and talk to 5 different people because these tobacco tax revenues are spread around to different programs, different either smoking programs. Some of the tobacco tax revenue supports Arkansas's trauma system. It turned out to be a bear of a story, frankly, to try to figure out what this means. And we still don't know exactly what it means, but the bottom line, what we're hearing is that there are probably fewer people smoking, but there are also people going to, especially like Missouri. In Missouri, the cigarette tax rate is about 17 cents a pack. In Arkansas, it's $1.50. Mm. So it doesn't take long to add up. So if you buy a carton of cigarettes in Missouri, you're saving $10, $15, $20. And there's also the smuggling issue, and I think what we heard from officials is that happens more in East Arkansas, where people will buy you know, boxes and boxes of cigarettes in Tennessee and Mississippi and bring them back across the border and sell them.
Bootlegging, basically.
So we have a black market in cigarettes. So, which, you know, any economics major is going to tell you that's what's happened. When you reach a certain price point, whether the price point is induced higher through tax rates or any other variable, you will see a black market enter. And I think to some extent that's probably what we're seeing in some of these areas. But it does bear watching of the major categories, funding categories in Arkansas. Of course, the income tax and sales tax collections are the key, but this one's the tobacco tax is the only one that's down, and it's down about $10.3 million, which is to say this year it's about $188 million. Last year it was a little over close to $199 million. So it bears watching.
Speaking of taxes, the federal proposal to institute an internet tax has been in the headlines as well this week.
Right. Congressman Womack here from the 3rd District got a bill through the Senate. Essentially, it's convoluted, but essentially this provides states the ability to level the playing field, so to speak, by requiring online retailers to collect taxes on purchases they make on the Internet. And this was received. This has been one of the more interesting pieces of legislation. We're getting a lot of comments here at the City Wire. I'm getting emails from people who just can't believe that Congressman Womack, a Republican, would raise taxes. And he's, and of course, it's not my job to defend Womack or my job to defend any politician, frankly, but they're not raising taxes with this legislation. Essentially, what they're saying is that, let's say you have two businesses. One of them sells at a brick and mortar store, sells widgets, and another one sells the same widget, but just online.
Right.
Right now, one of those businesses is not required to collect sales taxes, and the brick and mortar business is. And I think what this legislation says, and what a lot of folks are saying, is that, you know, that's not right. Every business selling the same widget should have to, you know, play by the same tax rule. And so that's what they're saying. And the other opposition is that, well, this is going to really hurt the small business guy or small business owner guy or lady who can't keep up with all the different tax laws around the country. Well, there's a provision in that. If your sales, and I think the number is a million, if you don't, once you go over a million in internet sales, then you're required to keep up with the taxes. Other than that, you don't have to. So there is a provision to protect that small business owner. But this has drawn a lot of interest. I think there's a lot of confusion about this.
Well, Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, culture, and more for the entire listening area. Have a good weekend, Michael.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.